Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Lord, we bless your name for your mercy, for your grace, for your love. Oh Lord, we honor you. You are good. You are kind. You are merciful God. Lord, we thank you for your provision, for your love for us, O God. You are worthy. We honor you. We bow before you. We give thanks to you, O Lord. We say you are the Lord for that which you have done in our lives, O Lord, for the love that you have shown unto us. Thank you, Father, for the love that cannot be compared unto any that you have shown unto us. We worship your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your holy name. And Father, this morning, humbly we come before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 19th of August, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace over your life. Honor him, for he is God and he will be God forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, stand on the word of the Lord and declare that this day, all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord over you this day. Oh, I declare that no evil will befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. For the Lord will give his angels charge over me. In the name of Jesus, for the Lord will keep me under his arm. He will keep me under his shadow. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, as I go today, no evil will befall me. I declare by your word that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that every tongue that rises against me in judgment in you this day is condemned. In the name of Jesus, every evil word that is spoken into this day, I cancel them with the blood of Jesus. I declare this day that the Lord command his blessing upon me. The Lord command his blessing upon my storehouses. In the name of Jesus. Oh, for the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I declare this day that the doors of provision is opened unto me. In the name of Jesus. My going out today is with the name of the Lord. I go out today with the blessings of the Lord and I return with testimonies that he has given unto me for the day. In the name of Jesus, I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the favor of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, the grace of the Lord is my portion this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the blessings of the Lord is upon me. Oh, I declare that this day the Lord fished out my portion and delivered it unto me. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I am highly favored. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that I walk in favor. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that favor surrounds me like a shield. Oh, the blessings of the Lord, the favor of the Lord surrounds me like a shield. In the name of Jesus, I declare this concerning my going out today, that I am favored on all sides. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the favor of the Lord is upon me. I declare that I am compassed above with favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord command his blessing upon me, upon my storehouses. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare this day that the Lord order my steps today. In the name of Jesus, my steps are ordered by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I have come in the volume of book that is written concerning me to do your will, O Lord. I speak to this day, you will not walk against me. All that is in you walk together for the blessings of the Lord upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am not trapped in the darkness of the day. In the name of Jesus, oh, I will not walk in darkness. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that my portion in you, no man will take My blessing, no man will steal, in the name of Jesus. I stand in the love of Christ. I stand on the word of the Lord, and I walk through this day victorious, in the name of Jesus. I cancel every language of infirmity, every language of sickness over my life, in the name of Jesus. Infirmity and sickness will not take my portion, will not take away my strength, in the name of Jesus. I am blessed, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I am established in glorious things. I am established in the goodness of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, today we are reading from the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. We are looking at just that verse, verse 8. I want us to start from verse 6. We are going to read 6, 7, and 8, but we are staying on verse 8. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking for whom he may devour. Praise the Lord. Now let's go back to that verse 8. The scripture says, be sober and be vigilant. Being sober, the scripture is not saying that you bow your head in sadness and you walk around wearing this sadness all over your face. That is not being sober. What the scripture is telling us as children of God, be sober. If you look at Amplified Version, be sober, be well balanced and self-disciplined. Now, you walk around subjecting yourself to the direction of the word of the Lord. Be sober, be well balanced in the word of God, and be self-disciplined, because one of the anchors of faith of you following our Lord Jesus Christ is that if any man, if you are actually going to live a life of Christ, you must first of all deny yourself, carry your cross, and follow him daily. That is the equals to of being sober, denying yourself, carrying your cross, and following the Lord Jesus Christ daily. So the scripture is telling us that for us to be aware, for us to be careful, for us to live our life on the path of the Lord Jesus, we must be aware that the enemy is roaring about like a wounded lion, looking for whom to devour. The devil is walking around looking for a soul to carry at a point. The scripture says, be sober. Balance yourself in the scripture for you to follow Christ, self-denial, carrying your cross, and follow him daily. The second part is be vigilant. Be sober, be vigilant, be vigilant, be alert at all times, be ready, be battle ready as a child of God, ready to work and yield to the instructions of the Holy Spirit, yielding yourself to the instruction in obedience at all times, staying alert, be ready, be vigilant to yield yourself to the instructions of the Holy Spirit. Be alert to the nudges of the Spirit of the Lord. Be alert to listen when he's ready to speak to you. Let me share this experience with you. There was a day I was coming back from the office. It was in the night. And while I make a turn, I was trying to get to a shopping mall to get something for us to use at home. Immediately I made that junction, the Spirit of the Lord alerted me that I should be careful, that somebody is going to eat me from behind, that I should be vigilant. Almost immediately he said that, I made sure I was aware, I was looking at my right and my left, I was being careful, and all of a sudden I got a hit behind me. I switched off the car, locked the door, removed the key, and come down. I was supposed to go directly behind the car to check what has happened. But while I was going, the Spirit of the Lord just alerted me to remember what he has told me. I just stood by the side. Beloved, do you know the person that hit the car stepped down from the car, did not park the car properly. He stepped down, probably thinking he has done a big damage, ran away from the car, and the car was actually moving. And if I was behind the car, it would have caught me in between both cars. What I'm trying to tell you is this: be vigilant, be at alert, to yield yourself to the instructions of the Holy Spirit, even when the situation around you seems to be that you are right for you to talk. Listen to what the Spirit of the Lord wants you to say. Listen very well and yield to the instructions of the Spirit, for the enemy is there to enter. See, I have said this on this platform before, that there is a field of fire that is sent around us. There is an edge of fire that is set around you as a child of God. Do not break the hedge. All the enemy wants you to do is to break the hedge, to create a foothold for him to enter. As a child of God, stay alert, stand firm, be strong, and be courageous. Yield yourself in obedience to the instructions of the Holy Spirit. When the nudging is coming, when unease is around you, to stand up from where you are, when the Spirit of the Lord is ministering to you, that right there where you are sitting is not a place for you to sit. Beloved, yield yourself to the instructions. Stand up immediately. If there is a nudge for you to pray concerning a thing, yield yourself to the instructions of the Holy Spirit, because the enemy is around as a lion is roaming about, seeking for whom to devour. Be sober. Be vigilant. Stay alert. Do not play with your faith. Do not play with your life. Be ready to yield to the instructions of the Holy Spirit at all times in obedience. Understand that the enemy is relentless. He's always devising means of taking away from you your faith. Always devising means of derailing you from the way that you have chosen. Be vigilant and be sober. Be vigilant, be sober, because your adversary, the devil, is as a lion, is roaming about, seeking for whom he may devour. The enemy will throw all at you every day. As you are going out today, the enemy is going to throw a lot at you. Even those things that you think it doesn't matter, he's going to throw it at you. He's going to throw doubt at you. He's going to throw condemnation at you, guilt, so much more. He's going to throw them at you just to get you off your path of faith. Beloved, understand that there is an edge of fire. I said this before, that there is an edge of fire that is set around you. Beloved, be vigilant, be sober, be at alert. Do not give the devil a foothold in your life. Don't allow him create a path into your life. Don't break the hedge. Remember, the scripture says, he that break the hedge, the serpent will bite. Do not break the hedge. The devil is around looking for a foothold. The devil does not look for 1 hour, 5 minutes in your life. No, not a minute. All he needs is just a second of impact, a second of footpath into your life. Do not break the hedge. Stand firm in obedience to the word of the Lord. Don't yield yourself as a prey to the enemy. Don't yield yourself as a prey to the devil as you go today. Remember this word: be sober, well balanced in the word of the Lord, and self-disciplined. Be vigilant, be at alert at all time. Be ready to yield yourself to the instructions of the Holy Spirit. Be ready to yield yourself at the impulse, instant of his word. Stay alert, stand firm, be strong and be courageous. Stand firm in his word and by his word, no matter what the roaring that you are hearing. Stand firm on his word. Let the word of the Lord be ready in your mouth. Let the word of the Lord put every thought under subjection. Let the word of the Lord put every evil imagination, every evil thought that comes to you, let it put it under subjection. Let the word of the Lord be ready in your mouth to put under subjection any evil words that anybody says to you. You put them under the subjection. You don't just keep quiet and smile when somebody makes an evil gesture at you. You say it's a joke. No, beloved, it is not a joke. Cancel it immediately by the word of the Lord. Counter it immediately. Do not allow the word to stay, to have a land to stay. Do not allow it create a path into your life. It is is well with you. I am going to stop here for time and space, and I trust that the Holy Spirit will minister to you, establish His word in your life. I pray for you as you go today, the grace to stand, the grace to be vigilant, to stand in obedience to the word of the Lord, to yield to the instructions of the Holy Spirit, to speak when you are to speak, to be quiet when you are to be quiet, to wait when you are supposed to wait. That grace the Lord give unto you in the name of Jesus. The Lord make you stand firm in obedience, stand firm in His word in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. I say to you that your day is blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Our Lord Jesus is coming. Prepare yourself. Stand firm in His word. Permit me to remind you again of the program that is going to take place on the 28th of August 2025 at Oluwa Damilare Garden, right beside Open University, before you get to WAEC Junction. If you are coming from Sango, there's a turning before Tafu Arena. And if you are coming all the way from the other side, from LALA, from the other end, that means you are going to see it on the other side of the road. Ask anybody around that place that you are going to Open University. The hall is right beside National Open University, Oluwa Damilare Garden. The program is going to start by 12 noon on the dot, by the grace of God. Beloved, we covet your prayer for the program, and I want you to be part of this great move. We are making every arrangement as well for those that will be joining on online. We'll let you know as the preparation is going. Keep it in mind. Pray, plan, prepare to be part of the program. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.